1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. A third person's reported infected with bird flu, say federal health officials, saying people getting it, still extremely rare. ABC's Phil Lipoff.
A cow likely infecting a Michigan dairy worker, now the first to show respiratory symptoms like coughing. That patient now on an antiviral medication and recovering at home.
These Israelis in a huge demonstration in Tel Aviv, led by hostage families. They in the Gaza war, mediators, the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar, calling for both sides to accept the ceasefire proposal announced by President Biden yesterday. Far-right allies of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu are threatening to collapse his government if he accepts. NASA postponing the first crewed mission of Boeing's Starliner spacecraft to the International Space Station. A computer problem's being fixed. A Chinese spacecraft has landed on the moon's far side to collect rocks, says China's news agency. This is ABC News. Arrested, a man who allegedly shot another man who, police say, was honking his car horn nonstop in a parking garage they share as tenants in the Los Angeles area. One stable, the other arrested. People identifying as LGBTQ+ are at higher risk of some cancers, says an American Cancer Society analysis, finding a big factor is doctor avoidance due to fear of discrimination. ABC News medical correspondent, Dr. Darian Sutton.
Some insurers have directories that can direct you toward allies. Of course, checking in with your friends or family, because sometimes people have great recommendations.
Arriving in Paris for this Thursday's anniversary of the 1944 Allied D-Day invasion of German-occupied France in World War II, veterans who were there 80 years ago, including Ralph Goldsticker.
We did our job and we came home and that's it. We never talked about it. I didn't. 70 years, I didn't talk about it.
The youngest veteran on the flight to Paris was 96, the oldest, 107. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, V-O-5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Good evening, everybody. Hope your Saturday evening is going well. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay here with rocker Terry Barr, broadcasting from the WMDX studios in Madison, high above State Street. We're also saying hello to Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM. And those of you listening to The Tap in Eau Claire, Wisconsin on 93.5 FM, good evening to you. Let's kick the night, the 8 o'clock hour off with a double dip of Marston. He's playing a show that we'll tell you all about in just a couple of minutes. Right now is a double dip of Marston. This is his latest one, Got the Time. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Different dreams running through our minds. you on the edge. You can't keep up, can't catch the sunset.
Civic Media, we are local music. Double dip of Marsden there, Running in the Dark. Got the Time before that. So Running in the Dark, that's from the Tune It Out album.
I love that album.
Released back in 2022. That is a really good album for sure. Mm-hmm. And Got the Time, that's a new single that was just released not too long ago. You can check out Marsden on Spotify, Facebook, all the streaming things. He's very social. He loves talking to people. And Rocker, Marsden is actually going to be a part of a big show that we just announced here. We announced it tonight, I guess.
Yeah, we did.
There's a lot of reveals tonight. Tonight is the big reveal, it's the next in the Max Inc. concert series, mm-hmm. Max Inc. Radio concert series. That's happening at the Gamma Ray Bar on June 14th. It's presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7, and we have three totally great bands. Marsden, who is actually, this is going to be a solo show, Jimmy. So kind of a special solo show.
I was wondering
show.
If he's going to have the band or if he was solo, but he's solo.
He's going to be doing solo, and then it's Iron Plow.
Gee, I wonder who's in that.
I wonder who's in that. The drummer, maybe we
that's
know.
That's that NSYNC cover band, right?
Yeah, you know, that's what I've heard.
And before the show goes down, Jimmy, I'm going to be bringing in a new Iron Plow single to release.
Oh, nice.
But let's not get too far away from that. So, Marsden, Iron Plow, and Eddie 8 Dynamite.
Yay!
And that's going to be fun because they haven't played out in a while. So, this is going to be a good time.
And their new album, Eddie 8 Dynamite, is fantastic. I've been streaming that quite a bit, actually, because I love the poppy punk. And Tim is such a great songwriter, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's going to be a good show. That's happening at the Gamma Ray Bar, a brand new bar that actually opens tonight for the first time.
Isn't that
that's
exciting?
Right. 8 to 11. That's an 8 to 11 show.
So, yeah, join us Friday, June 14th, 8 o'clock at the Gamma Ray, 121 West Main Street, Eddie 8 Dynamite, Iron Plow, and Marsden.
And again, in Madison, just for anybody out of Madison, so you know, come on down, hang with us.
Did you know that the Niagara music scene is a sister music scene to the Wisconsin music scene?
Niagara.
Kind of. Really? It's not official or anything like that.
Huh. How did this happen?
We made it that way.
We did. We had the power and we made it happen.
So do we need to go to Niagara now?
So back in the day when Max Inc. Radio was a streaming internet radio station, one of the shows that we had, or actually we had two shows. We had Phoenix, my sister-in-law, doing a show featuring local music from the Niagara music scene. And then we also had BS Live. And they also did the same thing.
I love that. BS.
Well, it was Bobby and Shane.
Okay.
Shane from BS Live is kind of coming on and doing some independent music for us here on Max Inc. Radio Sunday nights called the Indie 45 Radio Show. And on the phone with us right now is Shane Christopher Neal. Shane, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, sir.
Thank you for having me. I'm just sitting here in Ontario listening to some NSYNC, actually, at the moment.
Perfect, dude.
Wow.
Shane, I am personally really excited about having you come on, do an hour on Sunday nights. When we were talking about the concept of this show, I was like, hey, I want some independent music that's not from Wisconsin that you may not hear anywhere else, too. Tell us about the Indie 45 Rock Show.
Yeah, you know, so as you know, I've been in radio a long time, and I've done everything from, you know, classic rock to country to top 40, but I still have a passion for indie music, and BS Live Rock as a TV show, which, by the way, is like 8 years now. I can't believe cable let us do this for 8 years, but they have. You know, we interview a lot of independent artists. We feature them. We do what you guys do. You know, we have events and have them play, and I'm connected here like you guys are up there. And so I guess all this music's coming my way, and I got nothing to do with it. I'm like, well, you know, commercial radio here wants to hear Bon Jovi and Van Halen, but what am I going to do with this? And so you and I start talking, and I'm thinking, why don't we put a show together that I could air on Max Inc. and feature, you know, a lot of the music here in Ontario, in Canada. I'm fortunate I get to do interviews with artists, independent artists all over, you know, Canada, America, into Europe, and I'll play some of that as well. So, and I do a lot of interviews, so I'm going to put a lot of those little interviews and features and stuff in the show too. So I'm really excited about it.
Your interviews are very entertaining as well. That's what I love about it. You guys, you seem to have my philosophy when we talk to people on air. I want laughter. I want just natural content coming through, and you inspire that for the people you talk to.
You know, I love talking to all artists, and I know this guy's not independent. He's very big. A couple of weeks ago, I was with Rick Emmett, of course, from Triumph. And I'm thinking to myself as I go into this interview, like, this guy has written songs that I grew up listening to, and one of the guys that I would go and see in 1988 play these huge things. I'm sitting here having a conversation, and it's like, I just treated Rick like we were two guys sitting on a bar stool having drinks.
Isn't that the best?
It's the best. And when you're like that with people, they just kind of, like, right away, you know, start getting into subjects and topics of things that maybe they wouldn't normally talk about because they're just sitting there having a conversation. So I love doing that, and same with the independent artists and just getting to know them personally. And so I appreciate you saying that, although I think it's just a skill a lot of us have. We just not we have to learn how to bring it out. You know, have those conversations with artists.
And not to be afraid of embarrassing yourself a little bit, you know,
I'm
because
always embarrassing myself.
Good for you. I love that.
That's a requirement for sure. So
it's
tell us what our listeners are gonna be in store for on Sunday night when they tune into the Indy 45 show.
So this Sunday night, which is tomorrow, I've got some great music coming out. The Mandevilles, Serena Prine is one of our, like, just icons here in Ontario. She's had some great bands over the years, some great music. I've got her on the show. And I want to let people know, like, there's a little bit of rock, there's a little bit of punk, and there's a little bit of country. And Rob Fitzgerald is a great country artist from Burlington, Ontario, Canada. And I had the privilege of playing with him and recording a video with him playing drums, because I'm a drummer, with a song called Bad and Boozy, which I'm going to play tomorrow. And it's just a cool country rock tune. I've got some old school stuff with the Wheelers. We lost Paul Wheeler a few years ago. And Phoenix Camara, I know, was well connected to the Wheelers over the years. And some rock from Dark City Panic, good friends of mine who play in a band called, what are they called? Well, they're called Dark City Panic, but they have a cover band. And they go out and play the bars as a cover band, the Hard Rock Hooligans. And then they also have an original band called Dark City Panic, a little heavier, but so a lot of like mixture between country, some rock, some punk. I don't get into screamo stuff. I don't like that. Sorry. Or hip hop. But anyway, other than that, you're going to get a full mix. And each show, you're going to get a little clip, I think, an interview clip. And tomorrow, I believe it's with Rob Fitzgerald. We're going to talk a little bit about a song, Bad and Boozy. So I kind of like doing all those things so the listener gets a little insight into some of the songs.
It's tomorrow night, the inaugural?
Yes.
Oh,
I believe so. Well, so I'm told.
Okay.
We're going to do it. You know, and I've always appreciated the Niagara scene when it was in the old days with Max Inc. Radio. It seems so vibrant. There are so many original bands out there. And I thought this is a great way to see, you know, other people's local bands. But one other relation that we have to Niagara, right, is the Niagara Escarpment. I don't know if you realize this, but the same stone that goes over Niagara Falls, that stone goes underneath Lake Michigan and right here into southern Wisconsin.
What?
So when you're driving around through Dodgeville and stuff like that, that's called the Niagara Escarpment. And that piece of land is the same ocean bottom as over there in Niagara and
wow.
Buffalo. And
geology with rock.
I know. You learn something every week.
This was meant to be.
Apparently.
Yeah. But I got to say, and I know that, Jimmy, you mentioned Phoenix, but really, you know, she pushed Max Inc. Radio here in Southern Ontario. People knew about it. They had their stickers on their guitar cases. And,
yeah.
You know, she proudly wore her badge around to all the shows that she would either host or be part of. And we sadly miss her, you know, and what she brought to the music scene. And I'm just thinking, man, I hope that I can do some justice a little bit to what she brought to Max Inc. Radio.
Wow.
You know, over the years. And the one thing I will tell you, though, what I do struggle with is that, and I hate to say this, but I don't know that I can become a Green Bay Packers fan.
Oh, boy.
Well, we're done.
Yeah.
I know this could be a tough, I know, I get it, because I'm close to Buffalo. The Bills are here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like cheese, but I just don't know that I could be a Packers fan.
Being a Bills fan is okay. Just never kick a field goal late in the fourth quarter in a playoff game again, okay?
Oh. I mean, you guys are used to interceptions never. Already, so, you know what I mean?
Shane Christopher exactly. Neal, host of the Indy 45 radio show on Max Inc. Radio, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock for the hour. It's going to be independent music, local music from other local music scenes across America and Canada. Shane, I'm excited about this. Thank you so much for
taking
the effort.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll hear you tomorrow night here.
All right, guys. Thank you so much, eh? You guys are awesome. I've been listening. Awesome. Love you guys.
I love the Canadian accent.
I do, too.
Say out again.
Yeah, eh. I don't know.
It's Max
Inc. So good. Okay.
Max Inc. on Civic
Love
Media.
I can feel you thinking of me. Towards me, I can see your face is warming.
Max Inc on Civic Media. We are local music, broadcasting in the state of Wisconsin. Diana Jones there. I Can Wait For You. It's from her 2023 album. You could check out the podcast at maxincradio.com for when she was live in the lair. It was fantastic. That podcast is available right now for you, maxincradio.com. Brian Bethke is live in the lair tonight. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. Tim from Fenelope's Thrill is in the studio. We're going to have a chat with him and hear some new music from their new CD coming up in just a couple of minutes. And Max Inc. After Hours at 10 o'clock tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Check out their office on Atwood Avenue with all the cool art. And you can find them online at weikert-lakepoint.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's time for your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr. Here are a few notes highlighting some of the music, news, and happenings from all across the state. First, One Fox Valley Music Fest may have a different name and location, but it's still packed with great local artists. The newly named Fox Cities Experience is now happening at Jefferson Park in Menasha on two nights and three different stages. Catch talent like Kyle Megna and the Monsoons, Jeremiah Jams, Iftikhar, Mama Ginger, and many others. It's all happening Friday and Saturday, June 7th and 8th. And again, it's at Jefferson Park in Menasha. All right, if you're looking for something maybe a little different featuring the Wild West and the history of the Wisconsin Dells, I got something for you. Check out Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. It's happening at the Legacy Dinner Theater across the street from the Wilderness Resort in the Dells. Billed as a great family comedy and featuring artists and dancers from all across the Midwest, this is the largest Wild West show in the country. Fog? Yep. Lasers? Uh-huh. Flying musicians, you bet. Find all your details at Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show.com. Finally, the Keys to the City Painted Piano Festival is underway in Green Bay. We told you a little bit about this a couple of weeks ago, but now donated pianos are painted, placed in parks across the city, and sitting there ready for you to play.
This is not only a sculpture, a way to beautify the parks, but it's a living sculpture. You can go up, it's interactive, you can play piano. So hopefully get kids off their phones for a couple minutes. And, you know, hopefully there's some memories that we can create around this piano.
Tarl Knight of the Tarleton Theater, a great supporter of the painted pianos and music in the area in general. And he tells us the pianos will be out for you to play all summer long. There are your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Madison, it's time to rock the gamma ray. The Max Inc. Concert Series, Friday, June 14th with Eddie 8 Dynamite.
All about that girl.
Iron Plow. And Marston. The Max Inc. Concert Series live at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. Get advance tickets now at GammaRay.bar. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Penelope's Thrill, and it's Yesterday. That's off of the brand new album, Message on the Moon. Jimmy K, rocker, Terry Barr hanging out with you on a Saturday night live in the Lair is just around the corner. But right now we say hello to our next guest from Penelope's Thrill. It's Tim Walsh. Walsh?
Hello.
Hi, Tim. How are you? Thanks for coming in tonight.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
It's great to see you.
That was a great song with a great message.
It really was. Tell us about that particular song, please.
So on the album, on the Message on the Moon album, there's a couple of songs that are kind of about human-induced threats to human existence, let's say, like climate change, global warming, you know, pandemics, et cetera, et cetera. And I'd done some songs on those themes before, but on this album, I decided to kind of take a different tack and make them really kind of seemingly upbeat and bouncy and catchy, with the idea that, you know, you start kind of grooving around on it, maybe dancing around, and then you kind of realize what the song's about. So you notice on that song, it's kind of cataloging all those things with the idea, you know, the song is It's Yesterday, that people kind of think or just go on living like it's going to always be like yesterday, which is not true. And then at the end of that song, it sort of itself kind of melts down into sort of ominous silence.
The whole song had my attention, but the end, yeah, you just kind of go, ooh, wow.
What is it about that particular topic matter that you like to write about?
Boy, I wouldn't say I necessarily like to write about it. It's just on my mind. You kind of have to work through it. You know, it's something that I think a lot of people are very anxious about for good reason.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Let's hear more about Penelope's Thrill. Give us a little bit of the history and background of the band.
Okay, yeah. Well, the kind of short version is, you know, I started playing guitar in garage bands back in New Jersey and then Boston in my teens and 20s. And then that stopped. And I came out here to UW to do a grad degree. And then a couple decades went by.
Oh, wow.
What is your degree in?
English. Okay. So I'm also a writer. And then my son Andrew, you know, I had a lot of guitars around the house. And my son Andrew, when I'm teaching him guitar, he was very excited and really, really pushed me, you know, that we should, I was writing songs that we were playing, that I should start recording this and start doing this seriously. And I did not, from second at first, think, you know, I would do that.
Well, thank you, Andrew.
Yeah, but then Andrew, he on my credit card, ordered a whole bunch of recording equipment. Like, it just showed up.
Thank you again, Andrew.
Yeah. So I wasn't happy at first, but then, you know, I kind of you know, fiddled around with it. And once I did one song, like experiment, and I was like hooked again. You know,
wow.
And it just kind of clicked in. And then there's other things. But anyway, when I retired, I decided, besides writing, I was going to retire to get back into music. And then luckily, as soon as I retired, I got an invite from Madison band 10 Show Troubadours and Bob Hoot, who heads that band, to play with them. So my first year after I retired, I played with 10 Show Troubadours all around the state. That was a lot of fun. We played Summerfest. We played one gig at Lambeau Field for a Packers preseason game.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That was crazy.
I bet. Wow.
Thousands of adoring fans because, you know, we were wearing Packer stuff on
right.
stage.
Yes, you have to.
Yeah. And everybody's drunk.
Oh, boy.
So that was something.
That'd be a lot of fun. Now, your son, does your son play music?
Yeah, he plays guitar. He moved away to Dayton now, so he's not he's not around, and he's got a couple of young kids, so he's got his hands full.
Oh boy! Well, you know, because we always ask artists what role their parents played. So now we know what role you played in your son. How about your parents? Were they musical?
Boy, not.
And what role did they play in your musical upbringing?
I grew up at a time when my parents detested rock and roll, and we had to like hide records. I mean, you know what I mean?
Really?
Yes, I do. Although my father was a very good singer, but we're talking about sort of like Burl Ives, Irish tunes. But he was a very good singer. Mm-hmm. But anything with rock or electric guitars was, you know, the devil. Mm-hmm. Which, of course, spurred me on to do that.
Yes, of course.
He devil, doesn't like it. Yeah. I do. I remember my husband saying his mom would take his Kiss albums and read the lyrics on the inside to see if it was okay for him to listen to.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. One time I came home from a college break and my mother had thrown out all my albums.
No.
Yes. Wow.
Oh, that's painful.
Yeah, especially considering how much they may be worth today.
Oh, that's true. Very true.
Wow.
So tell us about some of the band members in Penelope's Thrill, because it's kind of a blockbuster lineup, really. Mm-hmm. And plus you have some international artists as well.
That's true. So I recorded my first album, Twilight and Tunnel Road, during the lockdown year, 2020. Mm-hmm. So it was not hard to get musicians to play on it. And when I was playing with 10 Show Troubadours, we a couple times played with Sunspot. And I just thought that Ben Jagger was just a great, great guitarist.
He is.
He's also a great tuba player. He does a tuba solo on my first album.
Really? He's a music teacher, too.
He is. Yeah. I didn't know he played tuba.
He's an amazing tuba player.
About that.
And then Wendy Lynn Marcus, who's the drummer, is also a great violinist. Mm-hmm. And so she plays on both of the albums. So I got Wendy and Ben on both of the albums. Also, Ben Lakuta, who is a great drummer with the Cuz and Herd of Bison. He plays on a couple of tracks, and he's just an amazing young drummer.
Oh, he is. Wow, yeah, we love him.
With a 55-piece drum set.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. His drum set is hard to believe.
Is it really 55 pieces?
He said
it's huge.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah, it is.
Loaded, it was more than 40, I know.
Yeah, Loading at a show would just be a full-time job right there.
No kidding.
Yeah, it is very impressive.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, as you said, there's a couple of international people. In one of my roles at the university, I do some consulting in Kazakhstan. So I met a musician over there, Akmaral Zikayeva, who's a great singer and a composer and recording artist. And so luckily she's on both albums, violin and backing vocals. And she was a big help doing the albums because she's also a recording engineer, professional recording engineer.
Yes.
So I would send her my tracks to Kazakhstan, literally on the other side of the world, and she would kind of audition them and tell me, you know, I don't think you got the bass right or the guitar separation or whatever.
In a Russian accent, though, right?
A Kazakh accent.
Kazakh accent.
Yeah. Some it's Russian and mm-hmm. some it's Kazakh. Oh. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And many both would speak both languages. But anyway, so Akmaral was a huge, huge help.
Mm.
And then an old friend, Amanda Sanderson, who I met when I was putting stuff up on SoundCloud, she does backing vocals on some of the songs too.
Wow.
And your wife plays on the album.
Yes, and my wife does backing vocals, so it's quite a little merry band. And some of it, though, or a lot of it, is really, you know, the miracle of just doing things remotely and bouncing tracks around and importing them into
the DAW. Well, now I want to ask you, though, are you going to be able to do any shows with everybody all over the place?
I don't think so. I've kind of thought about that.
Darn.
I've thought about that.
Okay.
Fantasized about it.
Yeah.
And it would be possible to pull some people together to do the songs. It wouldn't be these people. I don't think Akmaral would, you know, travel halfway around the world to do a show, but you never can tell.
You just have to send that personal jet and pick her up.
And
that's all you need.
That would probably work. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tim from Fidelity Thrill in the studio with us. We're talking about the brand new album, mm-hmm. Message on the Moon. This album's really good. You mailed it to me, snail mailed it to me, the actual CD,
awesome.
Which was awesome. I've been streaming it on Spotify as well, or Bandcamp rather. Good album. Talk about the making of that album and just some of the highlights that you really love out of that, what you created.
Yeah, so after I came off the first Penelope's Thrill album, which is Twilight and Tunnel Road, which surprised me, it won Alternative Album of the Year from the Mammoths, which was a big surprise because I've never played live as Penelope's Thrill, only as, you know, with Ten True Troubadours. But that was cool. But when I came off that, I took a little break, and then I right away started recording more songs. And one of the big inspirations for it was, weirdly, a painting that hangs above our fireplace, which is a painting by Kelly Hopman called August Night. And Kelly's paintings are very striking. They're kind of very phantasmagoric, kind of surrealistic, and they tell stories, and she has lots of paintings. So anyway, this is a long way of saying that several of the songs on the album are actually just inspired by this painting that hangs above my fireplace.
That's actually
amazing.
Really cool.
You know, I have a huge amount of guitars in my house, which is an issue. So on this album, I was also just experimenting a lot with trying to get different kind of guitar sounds and different guitar signature. So a lot of experimenting in the home studio, which I find a lot of fun.
You know? Yeah,
so
I bet.
Late into the night. you know, I came up with sort of the sound I liked for this album, which was a little bit more single coil, you know, Telecaster, Stratocaster, as opposed to my Gretsch album, which is the Twilight and Tunnel Road album. And that's sort of, I guess, is the general
That's awesome. Way it started. We're going to hear another song, right?
We are. We're gonna play the title track, actually, nice. Message on the Moon. Tell us about this particular song, Tim.
So this is one of the ones that was inspired by the painting. You can see the moon in the painting and the kind of odd little picture that's happening there.
I'm going to grab a photo and share that with everybody.
Ah, there you
mm-hmm.
go.
Yeah.
On this one, Akmarel, my good friend in Kazakhstan, she does the backing vocals. I asked her. I had the. It's kind of a little bit of a zany song. It has a kind of surf guitar riff,
yeah.
sort of demonic,
I noticed that.
Kind of a little bit campy. And I do a lot of screaming on it. You'll hear that. Those are my screams.
Okay.
But I wanted a sort of a demonic, angelic backing vocal. And that's what I said to Akmarel. Can you give me some sort of demonic, angelic, ghostly vocals? And so she sent me about 8 tracks that go through the song. And you'll hear her come in as the song goes along more and more until the end of the song. You'll hear her just soloing. And the other thing is, on the album, I do all the guitars except the lead on this song. And I knew I wanted something more pyrotechnic, something more... again, demonic sounding. And I knew Ben Jaeger, the guitarist at Sunspot. Mm-hmm. I knew he could do this.
So this will be Ben on guitar.
So this is song. On the lead, it's Ben Jaeger. Mm-hmm. And he did it. He nailed it. And especially at the end of the lead, you'll hear just this amazing little riff that just kind of trails off.
Nice.
So that's the setup, yeah.
Let's check it out right now. Tim, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank
new
you.
New Fidelity's Thrill CD is awesome. Go and grab it right now. Message on the Moon, Max Inc. on Civic Media.
It's cold outside of winter night. See a frosty breath. Let's walk across the snowy fields, I guess. There's a message in the starry sky. If you care to look, let's read the skies like letters in our book. Say the word you long to know. There's a message on the moon that shadows show. Say the word on the earth below. There's a message on the moon we long to know. Squawking while the watchdog barks. You pop your ears, pinch your eye. You watch a cloud of breath. Shivering in the moonlight, cold as death. Say the word you want to know. There's a message on the moon that shadows show. Say the word on the earth below. There's a message on the moon we want to know.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. New music there from Penelope's Thrill. It's called Message on the Moon. It's the title track to that album. Just released. You can find it on Bandcamp. You can also find it on Spotify. And thanks to Tim Walsh for coming in and telling us about the brand new album. What a great story. It's awesome.
Yep. Fun guy.
Absolutely. Jimmy K, rocker, Terry Barr, hanging out with you on a Saturday night, 844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app.
Please do.
So we got one more stage to talk about at Atwood Fest.
Oh boy, the big one, Jimmy.
The last weekend in July, 27-28.
That's correct.
And this is the Clyde's Doublefield stage.
We're going to go for it. We're going to start out Saturday, July 27th at noon. We are going to have on the Clyde's Doublefield stage, presented by the Burr Oak and Weikert Realtors Lake Point, the Funky JBs.
Oh, nice!
The Funky JBs are going to open Atwood Fest at noon. Clyde's Doublefield 80th birthday celebration.
That's beautiful.
We're going to open it up with a funky drummer.
Nice.
So Clyde would have been 80 years old.
I believe this is his 80th year.
Yep. Wow.
Let's see. Right after the Funky JBs at 1:45, Julian Primo. Now, Julian Primo is going to be a power three-piece kind of blues from New Orleans, bluesy rocker. It's going to be a great show. And Automatic Lover, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Latin Funky Fusion, 3:30 on the Clyde Stubblefield stage. This is Saturday's lineup. Then Dub Foundation, 5:15. They're going to be on stage. It's going to be a lot of fun. Then we're going to have a special appearance of the UW Mad Hatters. These guys are graduating.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And they're leaving. So this is like their last performance as this group.
Oh, they are so great.
And they're going to be followed by VO5, our legacy band. Then we're going to open up Sunday, July 28th, of course, legacy band, Steely Dan.
Of course. The music
of Steely Dan. And then they're going to be followed by Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets.
Oh, yeah.
Followed by the Hungry Williams, a jump swing band out of Milwaukee. Really good. They're on tour. We're going to catch them. And then we're going to have to finish the festival over on the Clyde Stubblefield stage, Generation Jonesy song. It's Generation Jones. And we're going to have all kinds of guest musicians, local celebrities, and we're all going to kind of have a summer version of Joey's song.
Oh, that is so good.
So it's going to be kind of just an all-star kind of lineup of local celebrities to finish out the Clyde Stubblefield stage on Sunday night.
I applaud you.
So that lineup, both on Saturday and Sunday, is pretty cool. But having the Mad Hatters before VO5, that's pretty...
That's really fun.
That's really cool.
Yes.
Having a little acapella. Are they going to just do a couple of songs or what?
About a half an hour.
Okay.
About a half an hour. Right. And they're all disbanded already.
Yeah,
But they heard about this. And they're coming back to do this show special. And then everybody's kind of going off. You know, and there's new, of course, the younger guys are going to stay, but the graduates, they're out of here.
I remember they emailed me and said, I don't think you guys would want to have us on, would you?
Yeah.
We would.
Hey, it's a great lineup. Watch for atwoodfest.com in the coming days. All the lineup will be posted there, social media, the whole nine yards. Really can't wait to see you at Atwood Fest. It's going to be a great time. Brian Bethke is live in the lair. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. But first, I got to play some Eddie A. Dynamite before we get out of here. The lair, all about that girl. June 14th at the Gamma Ray Max Inc. Concert Series, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
First met her at that movie. You the loser by yourself. She just broke up with her boyfriend. She needed emotional help. When she calls you on the phone,
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
June is Brain Awareness Month, and the Alzheimer's Association estimates more than 120,000 people are living with the disease in Wisconsin. In the Green Bay area, there are two dementia-friendly neighborhoods hosting what's called Purple Angel trainings. Here's Advocate Casey Kapelczynski.
It starts from the basics. What is dementia? What do you need to understand about the disease? What sort of things should you be recognizing? And how do you best adjust your behavior to interact with them in a way that's positive for each individual in that interaction?
And the sooner dementia is recognized, the more support can be given.
And the more informed we all are, the sooner we can start treating it with the medications that we have, interventions, diet changes, whatever it might be that your physician recommends.
You can always learn more at ALZ.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.